This is CPR News. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Coloradans can expect to get a TABOR refund in 2025. New numbers from the Department of Revenue show single filers can expect at least $177 this tax season, while people filing jointly can expect at least $354, depending on your tax bracket. It's due to the state's excessive revenue of roughly $1.4 billion this fiscal year. That number, combined with last year's excess, also triggers a temporary income tax cut from 4.4% to 4.25%. So far, Colorado's fall has been more like summer, but with much of the state finally cooling down, CPR's Joe Wirtz reports on when you might see the first snowfall.
Parts of the high country saw some flurries last month, with more in the forecast this weekend. In fact, areas near Leadville typically record the earliest average first snow date on September 20th. Meanwhile, most weather stations across the state, on average, record their first snowfall each year sometime in October, including Denver, Boulder, and Colorado Springs. That's according to a 30-year climate data set that CPR News analyzed with help from the Colorado Climate Center. Historically, much of the western slope and eastern plains typically get their first snows in November. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
But if you're in the Front Range, don't expect any snow, at least for tonight. There will be some chance of rain, and you can expect lows in the 40s tonight. Tomorrow, Denver and Colorado Springs will experience lows in the 30s. This is CPR News.